And good morning and welcome to Galesburg Live. Terry Cavanaugh with you. And this morning in our first hour, we're going to talk about Galesburg's Heart and Soul Project, Galesburg on Track. Debbie Moreno, project manager, and Carrie Hartline, who is part of the leadership team and a volunteer with the Heart and Soul Project, with me in the studio. So good morning, and thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you with us. Well, I know that you're about to enter the second year of the Heart and Soul Project, and I really thought this might be an excellent time to talk about what's progressed in the first year and maybe just give our listeners a little overview and history of really how this has come to be, and then we'll talk about some of the projects, the numerous volunteers and activities that have been going on in the last year, maybe unbeknownst to some in this community.
Sure.
Yeah, Debbie, I'll let you start and give us a little bit of background about what's happening, and then we'll bring Carrie in about how she is doing on the volunteer side
okay.
of it. Yeah.
Well, last November, so that's the November 2015, there was mm-hmm. a gallery event here at the Orpheum, and about 200 people from the community gathered to talk about Galesburg and where we are, where we were, and if there was hope for a vision. And it was a really exciting time. There was a lot of energy, and it was a bit of a litmus test to see if the community was ready. And it seemed that we passed that test because we had lots of people volunteer afterwards, put their names on, you know, sheets mm-hmm. of paper and give phone numbers, etc. And so we set off on the Heart and Soul Project. At that point, I had not yet been hired. The program had to start from the ground level. So we started officially in late December, early January, and we have been working the process, which is a tested process in many communities around the country. We've been working that process here in Galesburg, and we are just rounding phase two, which is, I can explain that mm-hmm. more later. But
yeah. So it's prompted by the Orton Foundation, right, in collaboration with the City of Galesburg or with
yes.
the Community Foundation?
Okay, it's developed. The whole program is developed by the Orton Family Foundation, which is located in Vermont. And the funding for this program has come from the City of Galesburg, about $50,000. And then the rest of it has come from the Galesburg Community Foundation through philanthropy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then you're hired then after this kind of gala at the Orpheum,
yes.
correct,
mm-hmm.
to spearhead or coordinate the projects?
Right. So there was nothing. We had we had to start with nothing. But that's exactly why I was interested in this project, because I see it as a very creative person-to-person mm-hmm. kind of program. And the first objective was to get a leadership team together. And what all that meant was people who were interested in contributing to the community and helping progress this project. So we put out calls and we asked people to talk to their friends and family members mm-hmm. and colleagues. And before you know it, we had probably about 40, 50 people who were on board. Our leadership team is made up of people of all different socioeconomic backgrounds, people from, you would just be surprised who comes.
Yeah.
It's a very fluid team. We have met as a leadership team every Wednesday since January.
A year ago,
yes. Yeah. So it's a commitment on my part, particularly. Other people have come and gone and then come back. So, for instance, we have a couple of people who are coaches, and, you know, they had to take off several months to do their coaching, and then they came back, or they're watching from the periphery, doing what they can, not necessarily at the Wednesday night meetings, but in other ways. So I think it's a very welcoming group. We've developed some terrific friendships through it. Then the second part of what we did during phase one was pull together what's called a community network analysis. And it was a way to identify the different demographic groups in Galesburg. We were able to identify about 33 groups, and our task this year has been to reach into those groups to get people's, you know, opinions about mm-hmm. what's working in the community and what's not. The second phase started around May 1st, and we have been gathering stories, talking to people, interviewing them since then. And that is the part of Heart and Soul that we're just beginning to wrap up at the end of January, beginning mm-hmm. of February.
Yeah. Carrie, when did you come on board? Were you at that Orpheum meeting?
I was, and so I'm going to correct Deb mm-hmm. because she said we started with nothing. And
oh, that's true.
We did start with nothing. We started with a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and I'd say there were a couple of hundred people there.
There were 200 people there.
There was a really mm-hmm. good crowd, and there was a lot of energy around that event, and so we really started with a ball that was in motion,
right?
And we've just kept it in motion, I think, and it's been building momentum mm-hmm. as we've progressed.
But this is an interesting conversation here because from where I'm sitting, there was a lot of energy, sort of fireworks energy, you know, and then that energy kind of subdued for a time until we could get the program up and running. Mm-hmm. And so there were some questions like what happened to the energy? And that is something that we've had to face this year as we've moved forward. I think some people expected, you know, a spectacle, you know, Hollywood would flash all mm-hmm. the time. And so the reason I bring that up, and I kind of want to talk about that a little bit, is because it has been a day-to-day building since January, mm-hmm. bringing one person in, another mm-hmm. person in. Yes, attaching ourselves to that initial energy, but also then getting into the deeper work, which is not as glamorous.
Yeah. And every day is not a big gallery event like
right.
that. Mm-hmm. Every day is really reaching out to people in a more one-on-one fashion.
Absolutely.
Small groups, very small gatherings, sometimes some larger gatherings, but mostly really reaching into those networks and talking to people and getting their individual stories. And that's not the kind of thing that you see. That's not flashy. It's mm-hmm. not, it's not, I mean, it's exciting for me, but it's not exciting in the larger sense.
Yeah, like a group gathering or an event,
right.
if you will.
Exactly.
So if we've had a struggle this year, I think it was, for me, that was maybe one of the bigger ones because people wanted something glamorous and glorious. And it's not to say that those things aren't coming, but we really are starting by plowing the fields, mm-hmm. you know, getting the soil ready for some serious planting.
Yeah. We're talking with Debbie Moreno and Carrie Hartline on behalf of the Galesburg Heart and Soul Project, or Galesburg on Track, as you may know it. And we'll continue our discussion in just a moment here on Galesburg Live. You're listening to Galesburg Live. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. And just a quick reminder that coming up at 8:15 this morning, we'll visit with Bob Bondi. Bob, of course, is the president of the Galesburg Downtown Council. We'll tell you about some of the developments in the downtown area and what's ahead for 2017. Right now, though, we're visiting with Debbie Moreno, the project manager for Galesburg's Heart and Soul Project. Carrie Hartline is on the leadership team and a volunteer with the program as well. It's known as Galesburg on Track. They were talking a moment ago about the many interviews and one-on-one conversations that they're having with people in the community, and that they looked at demographics, and I think you said divided the community up into 33 different aspects or demographic groups. That in itself, how did you go about doing that and developing that? I mean, is there a plan in the Orton Field Guide?
I know you have
a field guide.
Yes. We started with the census information, and we looked at a couple of different pieces that got us moving. And then we asked, okay, so which groups do we need to tap into? And some of them are the obvious, you know, socioeconomic groups and ethnic groups. But some of them were not quite so obvious, like farmers, young single parents. Think of some others. So we tapped into mm-hmm. that weren't quite so typical.
Well, I think we also connected with groups.
Sure.
You know, not necessarily demographic groups, but with actual organizations.
Sure.
So, for instance, we connected with Knox College, mm-hmm. obviously. We connected with the NAACP and
the railroad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then also groups that are a little bit fuzzier around the edges, like we called them choosers. So those mm-hmm. are people who have, at some point in their life, left Galesburg and then deliberately returned because they've chosen this community mm-hmm. As a place to be. And then people who were lifers, meaning they were born, raised, and have always lived here. So, you add them up, and there are a lot of groups.
Yeah, definitely that. And did you try to connect with an individual or two or three in those specific groups over the last year? Is that part of the process?
The process is to identify people who we call connectors. And so one connector will then connect us with another mm-hmm. person, and it's supposed to be, you know, a spider web kind of
sure.
effect.
Yeah.
And so people have been really fantastic about it. It's been easy to find connectors for the most part.
Yeah. I've been amazed at what I've read about the number of interviews and stories that you've been trying to develop, because I thought at the very outset of this program, you would be at locations and there would be cards or big boards where you could write directly on cards. Or I heard people talk to me about, well, we were at a meeting or something and there's this card on the table that we could just fill out right when we were there. And I thought that was all part, I thought, mm-hmm. of the Galesburg on Track project and getting information about the community. And I think one time when we visited, Brittany Grimes was here adding a lot of data, I think, into mm-hmm. computers. Is that what goes into it?
Yes. So it's a pretty complex and yeah. thorough process. I'll just run through it
sure.
pretty quickly. We work with two types of information. One we call thin data, and then the other is thick data. So we created cards that asked people what they liked about Galesburg, what they thought could mm-hmm. improve. That was on one side of the card. The other side asked about their demographics, so how much money they make, and it's not that we're trying to pry in people's lives, mm-hmm. but we just want to make sure that we're hitting people who are all along the spectrum. That information is then entered into a database. It's all anonymous, but the idea is that we code people's ideas and contributions so that we can then identify what they most value about the community. So that's a thin data collection.
So you're developing, not to interrupt you, a profile mm-hmm. of the community which has likes, dislikes, values, and mm-hmm. a spectrum of or range of even not only diversity, but
attributes.
Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's their salary or their work or.
That's exactly mm-hmm. it. And the reason we do that is that eventually we'll pull back and look at the data and at our community network analysis to see if we've missed any key groups, because we really want to be as inclusive as possible. That's a huge portion of this mm-hmm. of this work. So then the other type of information we gather is through thick data collection, which is one-on-one interviews or mm-hmm. group interviews. Then that those interviews are recorded and listened to by groups of people. We have listening groups. Mm-hmm. They then, and we have a variety of people listening mm-hmm. so that there's as little bias as possible.
Yeah.
And then those ideas and values are also entered into our database. So it's a pretty complex operation.
Yeah. Involving a lot of volunteers. Go ahead, Carrie.
And not only are we getting this data that we enter into a database, but we're really hearing the stories that people have to share. So we're hearing, you know, not just, I really like this or I really like that about the community, but really what touches their heart. Mm-hmm. And to hear their stories, to hear how they're connected to the community, to hear the history that they may have with our community, mm-hmm. I think is really powerful. And it allows not only them, but it allows us to connect with each other in really unique and wonderful ways.
It has to be pretty eye-opening to a degree to hear what some have to say that might not be, let's just say, for instance, community leaders or something whose opinion you may know because they're interviewed a lot or mm-hmm. They're voicing opinions or what have you, but just to hear from your everyday
citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what they perceive to be.
What's your story?
Yeah, and to hear them say, I love this about the community. And it may be something you've never thought of before that you may not have even thought mm-hmm. really existed here in Galesburg. But they love it and they feel powerfully connected to our community because of it. And that's really fun.
Just over the period of a year, would you say you're getting a more positive vibe on the community than you may have anticipated? I don't know.
I kind of went in with a positive vibe to begin with. So that is my own personal bias.
Yeah. But I mean, from those interviewed.
I think so. I mean, people have criticisms, of course.
Yeah.
But I think overall, people love this community. And what amazes me, I'm pretty involved. I was involved prior to taking
sure.
this job. And so I thought, you know, I was a good volunteer. But when I see other people and what they're doing, they, you know, they just leave me in the
dust. Probably unannounced.
Blow you
away. Absolutely. Unannounced. They just, they don't even want any attention. We have such a volunteer heart in this community that somehow hasn't been brought to the fore.
Interesting.
And so that's kind of surprised me. I didn't expect to see that.
We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back with more from Debbie Moreno and Carrie Hartline on behalf of the Galesburg Heart and Soul Project. Galesburg on Track, as you may know it, and you're listening to Galesburg Live here on WGIL.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Terry Cavanaugh.
In the first hour this morning on Galesburg Live, we've been talking about Galesburg's Heart and Soul Project, or Galesburg on Track, as it's known. Debbie Moreno is the project manager. Carrie Hartline is a volunteer, and she's on the leadership team. And we've been talking about their first year of progress, which mainly concerned many, many interviews. After getting a good feel for the demographics of the community, then they reached out and tried to connect, or the big word is connectivity, but they reached out and tried to connect with many of those individuals to get their perspectives on the community. And now you're about to approach the second year. And before we go into some of the things that you want to do and you've been doing, tell the story about, I think a couple of your volunteers actually rode buses around the community to get a perspective and maybe surprise some people on the city buses about what they wanted to know. But then you had others that, you know, interviewees that were forthcoming with their perspective on the community.
That was one of the very first projects that we experimented with. We just wanted to see how it would go, and it was really terrific. CC Wilcox and Tom Simpkins got on the bus, and they rode around and just talked to folks and got their stories. And we have those recorded and in our video files, so that those, you know, that material will be included in our database. I think it was very eye-opening for CC and Tom because they had never ridden the bus before. And it gave them a different view on the city and the people that, you know, live with us. They're our neighbors, so to speak. So one of the things we did later to extend that project is we created a virtual bus tour around the community. I don't know if you've seen that material, but our leadership team first tried it. We got into each other's vehicles. We divided up the community into different neighborhoods, and we had a list of questions. And we went out and opened our eyes and looked at those neighborhoods in a new way. And then, go ahead.
And we had some of the neighbors from those actual neighborhoods sort of describe for us what are the things that they like about their neighborhood. What are we looking at as we drove around? What are we looking at? And, you know, what are the concerns that they had? And so it was really eye-opening from my perspective to drive into a neighborhood that I'm not really familiar with and I don't frequent, and to hear from someone who actually lives there, what are the challenges that that neighborhood is facing? What are the things that they love about it?
So that it was a powerful experience for our leadership team, and then we turned around and the Register Mail published a column about this project, and then also the material that we used to ask the questions. And that is still up and running. If people want to participate in that, they can go to our website and download the question sheet. But if nothing else, it serves the purpose of asking people to look at their community differently. Maybe to traverse a street they haven't been down for years.
Take a ride.
Yeah.
So as you get in, I didn't know asking that question that was going to yield even a virtual bus tour, but I knew there was a bus tour initially that kicked a lot of things off. So, and one of the other questions before I get into that second year too is, I thought you did a backpack project. Is that right,
we
Carrie?
Did.
Can
tell we me did. About. Actually, we went into over the summer. We went into the Knox County Housing Authority, and we provided lunches, sort of the blessings in a backpack. Iteration,
extension,
and it was, I thought, a phenomenal experience because there were people there who really, really needed those lunches, and it was a way to connect with people that at least in my experience, I don't have a lot of opportunities to connect with, and these kids were so much fun because they would come to get their lunch and then they would stay. Mm-hmm. And we played games, yes, got out the games, and they had stories to tell and they wanted to share their successes in school. And it was almost in some respects a little lunchtime party.
Mm-hmm. We did that over the course of 6 weeks.
I was going to say, how long?
It was every Friday for 6 weeks, and we distributed 400 days of food. It was mostly the kids came at lunchtime, mm-hmm. but the whole idea was each bag had a breakfast, lunch, and dinner
For the weekend?
Provision for either that day or for the weekend, mm-hmm. however they wanted
sure.
to use it. We partnered with the Carver Center. They were incredibly helpful. And the Knox County Housing Authority. It was just the volunteers mm-hmm. that we talk about, yeah. or I just talked about. That's when I first started seeing it. And these kids were just fantastic. And their moms, there was an experience I had out when we were distributing food. One of the moms, we were trying to get to people's apartments because we weren't really sure where the kids lived. And some of them came to the community room we were distributing, but we still had extra food to give out. So one of the moms, I asked her, I said, can you help us find the kids? And she said, of course. She said, this is a mom who lives there. She said, people have been very generous with me, and I want to give back in any way I can. So she saw that helping us distribute food was her way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that to me is a symbol of how we can all help in very small, modest ways, but that make a huge impact.
Yeah. So yeah. Two successful early projects there in the course of the past year. Now we're into January of 2017. Now you get into what, phase three, Debbie?
Yes, we will be phasing into this new section probably the end of January, early part of February, where we will look at all of the data we've collected to date. Then we're going to look towards a big community summit or convening that will probably take place at the end of February. We don't have an exact date mm-hmm. yet. And there will be quite a bit of promotion out there so that people know when it is, where it is, and what we're doing. But the idea is to then, at this event, give the information back to the folks who are there so that we, in that meeting, can develop value statements about who we are, where we want this community to go. And then from there, we begin the whole process in a way, again, in that we feed back these value statements to the community to say, is this right? Is this really what we want to do? And mm-hmm. Help us, you know, we're going to tweak these value statements over the course of several months. Yeah. So it's a big lift.
Yeah, it's a way of saying, here's what we've heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get it right?
Oh, okay.
And
so it's not like coming at the end of 2 years and saying, did we get it right?
No.
It's coming, you know, 2 months into the second year.
Here's what we've heard you say so far. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we want to change that if we do want to change it? And how do we move forward?
That's right. It's a true community conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll be back to wrap up with Debbie Moreno and Carrie Hartline on behalf of Galesburg's Heart and Soul Project here on Galesburg Live this morning on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. You're listening to Galesburg Live here on WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. In our first hour this morning, we've been visiting with Debbie Moreno and Carrie Hartline on behalf of Galesburg on Track, a heart and soul project. We'll talk with Bob Bondi coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. He's the president of the Galesburg Downtown Council, and we'll tell you about some of the new developments downtown as we visit with Bob this morning. But right now, we kind of want to wrap up our discussion, and I had a feeling we might not get through everything we need to get through this morning, but we are now in what would you call phase three you're about to enter in? Is there
yeah.
four phases, Debbie?
There are four phases. We are still in phase two. We're mm-hmm. the tail end. January is our last
yeah.
big push. And then, yeah, phase three will be, as we talked about, feeding back the information mm-hmm. to the community, developing those value statements, and coming up with a plan for the future. And then phase four is implementing the plan and the actions. So that period or that phase lasts about, well, it's 3 months plus.
Mm-hmm.
So it will go on indefinitely. That's when the community really takes off with it and then integrates those values into its various components.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the city council and in the school board and other major entities will use these values as they make decisions in the future. At the same time, it may open opportunities for new businesses mm-hmm. to be established, nonprofits to jump in. We're not entirely sure how that will all play out.
Yeah. I think what's interesting to me is, as I listen to this, I'm thinking, wow, there's a volume of information about Galesburg that hasn't been gathered in either a long time, any time, no time, you know, that's going to be quantitative, that it's not just, well, we heard this or we heard that, that there's actually going to be some database of information that I would think could prove useful, as you say, to some of the entities you mentioned or the mm-hmm. Partnership for Economic Development or whatever mm-hmm. it may be that can be included on, you know, between the Visitors Bureau or schools or city or partnerships, what have you, because you'll have this type of information.
That's exactly right. It's qualitative and quantitative.
So are there more listening sessions coming up? Are there still, and is that to, again, get the values from
what people? We're still gathering information. We're still collecting people's stories. And if there's someone who hasn't been talked to and would like to share their story, we are open to hearing them. So just have them get in touch with Deb.
We have an entire team of people. Yeah. One of us. Yes, any of us.
We've been trained by the Orton Family Foundation to conduct interviews.
Mm-hmm. And if there are people who would like to be interviewers, we are happy to train those people. It's actually quite a simple process. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the whole thing is still open.
Well, and of course, we can train anyone.
Yeah, right.
Because We've trained students. Mm-hmm. We had a wonderful connection between students and local veterans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just about to ask. I thought, don't forget that story. Yeah.
which I just think is incredibly powerful. Not only did it create that connection between these very disparate people, but it also was really a learning opportunity for these students to sit down and get the stories from veterans, and not their military stories, but to get their stories about Galesburg, what they think about Galesburg, what they like about Galesburg, how they feel connected to the community. I thought it was just an amazing sort of juxtaposition of two different types of people. And so back to the original point, we trained these mm-hmm. students to conduct these interviews and to sit down and talk to the veterans and get their stories. Mm-hmm. And then the veterans turned around and asked the students their stories. And I thought that's all
been recorded. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's all part of our data collection.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. Very cool.
And were you in all the schools or the grade schools or where?
We started just with one fourth grade classroom at Gale School because I knew the teacher, Julia Bevenauer, and mm-hmm. I thought she would be open to something sure. that's a little bit different. She was fantastic. Her kids were just, I really can't say enough about how that class behaved. mm-hmm. And then we, after we did that, we went to the Solutions Program at both Lombard and Churchill. And those students were just fantastic also. And what was so great, too, is just seeing the exchange back and forth, the adults asking the kids questions, which kids asking mm-hmm. the adults questions, that, again, that we go back to that word connectivity. Mm-hmm. People who wouldn't necessarily interact otherwise.
Right.
And so, you know, you never know where there's a spark of magic there. Kids are influenced by somebody or mm-hmm. vice versa.
Yeah. I think that's really powerful. Mm-hmm. And the neat thing about the project is the creation of these connections that we would not have normally had. Mm-hmm. And who knows where those are going to go? Who knows how someone might just meet someone else from a very different part of the community mm-hmm. and feel a closeness to them? And what's going to happen with that? I don't know.
Yeah. The other part of it, too, that I really underscored with the kids is that they are the future leaders of Galesburg. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are leaders today, but they will continue to be leaders. Yeah. And sometimes people just really need to hear that to make them feel empowered and to make them think about their lives differently. So, you know, we try to reach as many, mm-hmm. we've tried to reach as yeah. many kids as possible with that message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we're going to run out of time here shortly. And so I would just like to, you know, ask, if people want information about Heart and Soul, if they want to be interviewed, if they want to volunteer, you know, where is the website? Who do they contact? Or what are some of the things that they, you know, I mean, it might seem like it's late, but I don't think it is. I think you're still looking for information.
Well, Galesburg on Track is on Facebook, as everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course. So they can connect with us on Facebook. Certainly they can call the Galesburg Community Foundation and ask for Deb. And, mm-hmm.
and then our website is galesburgheartandsoul.com. And so there's a lot of information yes. out there right now.
Yeah, a lot of data, if you will. A lot of volunteers. I had written on my question sheet, you know, what did you know when you started and what do you know now that is a surprise to you or you didn't think you'd find out or just, you know, just in a kind of a nutshell. And you might have mentioned it previously in our discussion already
Sure. This
morning, some of the things that just were like, I didn't realize that or I didn't know that or I'm surprised by that.
For me, maybe it goes back to the volunteerism issue. I did the math. Brittany Grimes had actually, and I did this, the math on this just at the end of the year. And we realized that volunteer hours that have been given just to the Heart and Soul Project in 1 year exceeded 6,500 hours. And the state of Illinois actually has, and there's a national figure that's used to calculate, you know, the value, the dollar value of a volunteer hour. And in the state of Illinois, it's about, well, actually, we used the national figure because it was lower. We adjusted for being downstate. So it was about $23 an hour in some odd sense, which amounted to over $150,000 worth of volunteer time, which is, you know, basically the equivalent of what has gone into this project for 2 years. So we've, you know, I don't know if you want to see it that way, monetize that way, but there definitely has been an exchange of goods and services, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Carrie, for yourself?
I think the most powerful thing for me is really just the opportunity for people to connect who haven't had that opportunity before. And for me, seeing the enthusiasm and the energy around that and the willingness of people to really get out, step outside themselves and think about our community in different ways, that's been really rewarding.
Carrie Hartline is a volunteer and part of the leadership team. Debbie Moreno is the project manager for Galesburg on Track, the Heart and Soul Project. And they've been our guests for this first hour this morning on Galesburg Live. I want to thank you both. Have a good rest of your weekend. Thanks for being
you
with
too.
Us.
Thank you so very
thank
much.
You.
This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh.